Good morning, the Reverend Steve Morris here. Lovely to have you with us. It's the first Sunday after Easter Sunday, and you should have your service sheets, which will have been on our website. We all say together the words in bold. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I invite you now just to bring to mind anything that you're sorry for and to offer it into the safe keeping, loving care and forgiveness of God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to eternal life. Amen. Now we're back in the season of Eastertide. We say the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our reading today is from the Gospel of John. John 20, beginning at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to them, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miracles, miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. It's intriguing reading, isn't it? It's intriguing because we wonder what it would have been like if Jesus, after his death and resurrection, had gone straight to the ascension without this period, this in-between period. My own feeling is that the faith would have struggled, because what the faith needed was to take the disciples and to turn them into lion hearts. Even though they knew that Christ had risen, they needed something else to propel them, to give them the courage to go on. And what it is that they needed was the fellowship of their friend, their Lord, Jesus Christ. Of course, the first word that he utters is a really important one. He says, "Peace be with you." And I think that's probably what they all needed most. They needed a sense of peacefulness, that they were in safe hands and things were going to be okay. And I think we understand that today, don't we? But dear old Thomas, I've got a lot of time for him. I think he's got quite a bad press. Because in some ways, I don't really think he was doubting Thomas. What he wanted was evidence. And you can't blame him, I think, for that. What he had was an inquiring mind that needed to know a bit more. I wonder sometimes why he wasn't there with his friends, you know, to begin with. I think he was possibly sulking at home, or he was just full of anguish. But he wants to know a bit more. And that points, I think, to the nature of faith. Christ gives us evidence. He doesn't want us to believe the unbelievable or the impossible. Interestingly, he wants us to be able to go out confidently, confident in the knowledge that, yes, we do believe, we do know that this happened. Isn't it interesting that the Christ who comes back is still the wounded Christ? He takes with him his wounds into eternity. And I think that honours us and our wounds. It says that forever Christ, the embodied human at the side of God, knows what it is to suffer and carries his suffering with him. Amen. Let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayers today, Lord, are simple. We pray for our NHS and all people who are working in the caring and other sectors, helping us to keep going. We are thankful for them. We pray for their protection, and we pray for an end to this terrible time. Full stop. We stand alongside families who are stricken with this terrible virus, and we pray, Lord, for your peace upon them. Amen. Do feel free to share the peace with anyone you are sharing your house with. The peace of the Lord be always with you. So we begin the Eucharistic prayer. Please do join in with the words that are in bold, and I will say those so you join in with me. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, you made the world and love your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so, we gladly thank you with saints and angels praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation. We proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. We are called children of God, and by baptism that is indeed what we have become, and so we have the courage to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Christ our Passover, who was sacrificed for us. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. I invite you now to take communion with me. Let's now say together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. My dear friends, I wish you a blessed day. Thank you so much for coming and being with me in this glorious service. We cling together as a family. We are here for each other. And we take great joy in the news of the risen Christ among us as our friend, Saviour and leader. Finally, a blessing. The God of peace, who brought Jesus, the great shepherd, back from the dead, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work and pleasing in his sight. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.